Hey, you, we got some content over here. Nice content. But here's a warning. Some of this content's for real. You know what I mean? We got jokes about all kinds of things. Dirty things, hot things, slimy things, nasty things. And I know a lot of those are just adjectives that are kind of like each other. But I don't want to get into the content now, because that's coming along later. You've been warned, officially. Enjoy the show.
Hello everyone out there in podcast land. You're listening to The Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random. I co-host The Random Bush Show with Andrew Bushwitz. And I'm so very happy that you've decided to listen to this episode of The Random Bush Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Andrew eating a candy bar far too close to the microphone. Andrew? Disgusting. Please enjoy the show. Okay, here's the situation. Mm-hmm. All right. You went on a cruise and the ship went down. You're the only survivor. You wash up on shore of a very, very small island. It's very narrow. It's only maybe 20 feet wide. It's like 150 feet long, but it's only like 20 feet wide.
Oh, so you can walk from one side of the island to the
easily.
Other, sort of.
Yeah, it's a very narrow island.
It's a very
island.
Phallic-shaped island.
Yes. It's like 150 feet long. It's only like 20 feet wide. At some points, maybe 30 feet wide, but for the most part, just about 20 feet, and then, you know, it comes down to a narrow point or whatever. All right, now, the only thing on this island, like, there's a little bit of, you know, wildlife, things like that. There are 15 cats.
15?
15 cats.
How the hell did these cats get here?
I have no idea. But there are 15 cats.
Do I know these cats
island.
Are here? Or do I assume there's 15?
It's a very small island. You've taken time. You've counted them. You've named all the cats.
Oh, okay. I know all these cats.
You do. Okay,
I'm friends with these cats.
You've been on this island about 2 months now.
What the fuck did the cats eat?
The cats have been living on birds
okay.
and small animals like
small
like mice and
little rodent things,
yeah, rodent
that are
things
there.
And stuff like
all
that.
All right, all right.
But since you've joined the ecosystem of this island, you eat a lot more. So you've been catching birds. You've been like eating a lot of the foliage of the plants, and so basically you've kind of stripped out this island. Right now, here's the situation:
I'm an invasive species.
Right, you are. You totally are. You've invaded this island. You've already befriended all these cats. You've got names for them. You all sleep in a giant pile. It's a good situation. You're hoping to get rescued, really, but you're kind of out of luck, and you don't know what you're gonna do. You're running out of food. You're getting really hungry. You've pretty much stripped out the island. You're going to have to start eating some of these cats.
Yeah.
Now, you need to come up with a way to, like you got to consider a lot of different things. Like, how are you going to start? Which one goes first?
Right.
And how do you kill the cat
right.
and eat the cat without the other cats knowing that you killed and eat?
Well, why do I have to? Why don't I? Oh, because, well,
they'll
run.
Turn on
they
you.
Got nowhere to run.
They have nowhere to run, but 14 cats versus one man.
No. I could take on 14 cats.
Do you think?
I do
14
think.
Cats? Cats? Have you ever tried to pick up a cat that doesn't want to get picked up? That's
yeah.
just one cat.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I have picked up a cat that doesn't want to get picked up. Has a cat who I disagree with ever tried to pick me up?
No. That's an excellent point.
That's the point.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I've succeeded in picking up a cat that doesn't want me to pick it up. But yeah, the cat who doesn't like
was
me.
Was that cat declawed?
Oh, okay, no, so I have scars.
You got all kinds of gnarled up.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's one cat.
Uh-huh.
Right, there's 14 cats. Like, you don't want them to know that you want to try to get away with it
you
as long
that
as
you
can. You
sneak up on cats?
Somehow.
Sneaking up on them?
How are you going to do this? Like,
Trap a cat.
Without the other cats knowing that you're doing this.
I mean,
because once they know, then it's war on the island.
I guess you have to, all right. So cats aren't as smart as a person. You have to think
sure,
like a cat.
But they are pretty smart, and they're pretty sneaky.
Well, you gotta maybe take it to, like, a place, you know, where
you're
like...
Why are you talking so high?
You gotta make it seem like it's a loving gesture, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, oh, hello, Mr. Snuggles. Snap.
Yeah, something like that. Or, like, an accident where you're like, oh, we're just gonna crawl up on this rock, and then you drop a rock, and you're like, oh, no, it was an accident. It smashes their head or something.
Okay, and then, like, fake a funeral... But, like, really, you huffle the body someplace else?
This is what you do. Well, okay. Do these cats love you?
Yeah.
Do they?
You're all getting along pretty well.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, they're all different. They all got different personalities. Some of the cats really... Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the cats and you have become really, really close.
Uh-huh.
Like, you've named them after your close friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, you tried to replace the people you're missing. One of them's named after your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Another one's named after me. Another uh-huh. one's named after one of your comedian friends. And these are the people, like, you've been hanging out with these cats and trying to pretend like they're the people in your life that you care about and like. You even do podcasts with the one you named Sean.
Okay.
Like, it's not a podcast. Okay. You're just talking into a coconut.
Yeah.
It's going, an empty coconut because you ate that a couple of weeks ago. So you care about these cats, but, you know, things are breaking down. You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't gone to that crazy place yet where you're just like a manimal, but, you know, you still got your wits about you, but you gotta eat. And the cats, they all have different personalities. Some of the cats don't like you at all. Some of them mind their own business. Some of them are feral. Other ones are, whatever. They care less about you or not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are all these three cats that really do care about you, so you really don't want them to know that you're eating the cats.
Yeah.
I guess you'd want to probably go after the feral ones first, the ones that the other cats don't like, so that they wouldn't notice them missing if for a couple of days.
It seems like it's a lot of traps and, like, things like that. You know what I mean? Like,
the
you'd
feral ones
would
be the most difficult ones to catch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, things like, I don't know, I would try and build like a catapult out of a palm tree.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So this is what would happen. Cats don't like water, right? And I'm on an island.
Okay.
Yeah? So I'm going to make a catapult out of a palm tree.
Okay.
Something to where, like, if the cat steps on it, he's going to go flying. And the cat, since they're not that smart, they're not going to realize that, like, I made it into a catapult.
Sure. Okay.
They're just going to think that tree's crazy.
So where do they go flying into?
They go flying out into the ocean. And I being like...
I think cats can swim.
Oh, they can swim.
I don't think they like the water, but...
Yeah, but I'll do the loving thing where I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump into the water and go out and save this cat.
You just hold it under the water.
And all the other cats are going to be like, look at him out there going and saving him. And then when I get out there, I go, sorry, buddy. And I just pull his tail underwater and he'll just...
Oh, you're awful. He won't even see it coming. Like, Andrew's coming to save me.
You're saving me. And I'll be like,
from that odd tree that flung me out here.
And I'll be like, hey, oh, I got you. And it'll be like, nope. And they won't be able to see
far
enough.
I got you, Mr. Mittens. I got you.
To realize, like, there'll be a struggle and I'll come back.
It'll look like you're trying to save them, sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I might even grab a shell and, like, stab it a couple times. You know,
would you, like, then drag him up onto the beach and be like, no, Mr. Mittens? And, like, try to give CPR.
CPR.
All the other cats are around.
Like, oh, what happened? I'm like, it was a shark. I got hit too. You know what I mean? Like, oh God, I tried. Oh God, I tried.
No, no. Well, you cats go away. I'm just going to build a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, random thoughts.
Poison is my last favorite thing. Yeah, I used to be really into Harry Potter. I'm starting to get into some sci-fi stuff, but I'm fairly confident that once I get into Poison, that'll be the last thing I get into.
ID, please. ID, please.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. October 95. Carry the one. Yeah, you're good.
Yes, I'm here for the free wellness assessment. My bad.
Ah, first time patient. FTP! You can go right in.
What the?
Welcome to the healing comfort of the Totally Professional Wellness Center. Prop 420 compliant, how may I heal you, dude?
Yes, I'm here for the free wellness assessment. My
bad. Hell yeah! First time patient! Okay, dude, it's 2-for-1 on all edibles, $5 off every 5-gram eights, 33% off every ounce, and with every donation of $100, double the tax.
I don't know what a 5-gram eighth is, and double the tax isn't really a deal, but I have a serious...
Here, smell this.
Okay.
That's Napoleon Royalty OG Kush.
Yes, pungent. But will this relieve my severe back pain?
To answer your question, totally, bro. You will be acutely aware of your back pain. But, dude, just pop an oxy when you have back pain. Duh.
But that's what I'm trying to avoid.
You smell this.
Okay, but...
That's sour, Swedish, deep.
Wow.
Totally.
But I hear some of this stuff gives people extreme paranoia and anxiety. Is this one of them?
Well, if that happens, just take a Zanny and keep smoking. Duh. Hey, I got you on a Zanny, too.
What does that have to do with wellness?
You smell this.
What the fuck? That smells like actual fecal.
Oh, shit. Wrong jar.
What the fuck?
I'm joking, my dude. This is way out of your league, bro. That's presidential weed. Clearly you can't handle that. Here, smell this.
I'm not smelling any more jars. I come here for the wellness assessment, and you don't seem qualified to do that. I'm leaving.
Okay, well, for us to buzz you out of the building, you have to make a purchase. It's part of the free wellness assessment.
What? That isn't free? Can I see your manager?
I am the manager and owner of the Totally Professional Wellness Center, dude. Everything is 420 compliant, my guy.
Whoa, whoa, easy, buddy. No guns. None of that.
You think you can come in here and smell the air out of all my jars and not make a purchase?
But free wellness.
Bruh, that's not copacetic. Not cool, bro. Not cool at all.
Calm down. Put the gum down. What is the cheapest thing you got here?
Our $3 NFK Tasty Yum Yum Lollipop.
What's NFK?
Not for kids. Or your pets.
Oh, kind of catchy. I'll take one lollipop.
They're 2 for 1.
Okay, man, sorry. Let me get 2 lollipops, and you know what? Fuck it. Let me get the 5 gram 1/8 of the one that actually smells like shit.
Ah, the literal dookie nugs. Excellent choice. Okay, 40 minus the 5 plus 3 and 2 for 1, but carry the 1. That'll be $43.50.
You and the guard must have gone to the same elementary school.
Out of 50? Oh, sorry, dude. We don't do change here. But you can write us a positive online review, yeah?
Let me out!
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Rootin', sure, but tootin'? I really don't understand what cowboys are up to these days.
He's committed some weird crime, and they have technology where they can freeze you, and so you serve your sentence as, like, cryogenically
frozen. As a frozen dude?
And he's been frozen for, like 50 years or so.
Oh, does he go around and demolish people?
Well, no, the thing is, society has evolved to a point where there really isn't any crime, and all of a sudden there starts to be, like, crime. And so they gotta bring back Stallone, because he's a real cop, and he's gonna solve this real crime.
I remember when crime was a thing.
Right, but everybody pretty much treats him like they refer to him as the caveman and things like that. And he gets like very upset. Well,
you shouldn't make fun of the way people look.
Well, here's the thing. They don't, when you go into the bathroom where the toilet should be, where the toilet is, where the toilet paper should be, there is no toilet paper.
Oh.
There's just a shelf with these 3 shells. Seashells.
Oh, really? Okay. Right.
And he kind of at one point is out like in the space and he goes, hey, there's no toilet paper or anything. And somebody's like, caveman doesn't even know how to use the 3 shells. And here's the thing. I must have spent years thinking about these 3 shells.
How the 3 shells work?
Is it like a scraping system? That seems worse than the toilet paper.
Maybe they're just, were they just buttons? Did they ever explain it?
I thought about that. Maybe you lift them and there's some kind of like device underneath it. It's never explained.
It's never explained?
No, and that's what I wanted to ask you.
What about like the director of it? That could be like one
of how the 3 shells work.
Now, what were they different colors? Or were they different sizes?
No, they're just 3 little seashells.
Mm-hmm.
Like look like sand dollars.
Like they're like little, Ariel the dolphin. Not Ariel the dolphin. Ariel the mermaid, like her bra. Shells like that. Okay. Yes.
They're just 3 of them.
Okay.
And they're little, like maybe 1 inch to 2 inches in diameter.
All right.
Right. And there's just 3 of them sitting on a little shelf.
Uh huh.
I don't know how the fuck you use those 3 shells.
I think.
I'm a caveman.
I think. Okay, so the shells are like a car wash. You see what I'm saying? There's three different. Yeah, there's three different cycles. Okay, this is what there's got to be. There's got to be an initial, like a spray down. You got to wet the whole area. So there's one of them when you pull it up and you press, like, there's like a little thing on the side. If you flip it, because the shells are down, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're just like sitting down.
I think that when you flip one of them up, it sprays water out
of it. Okay, so there's stuff in it.
Yeah, there's stuff in it.
So one of the shells becomes like a bidet?
Yeah, it sprays up. So you take that initially and you just and you coat the whole area.
Okay.
Right? That's and it sprays up hard. So you don't coat the whole area, but you get rid of some of the residue and then it sprays up into.
Okay, you're inspiring me. I'm starting to think that maybe the three shells are just buttons. And there's shells decoratively.
Well, I got the other two, though.
The
other two. And then the middle one, that one is like the actual hard work. That's like the scrub.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
So that one's a little bit like you take that one and you just push up against you and it is.
The shell.
Yeah, the shell does.
The physical shell.
Well, it has like bristles. Your physical ass. It has like soft. Yeah, it has like soft bristles on it that kind
of
maybe
go. On the underside of the shell is like a toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like electric all in of itself.
Okay.
So it kind of goes.
So it spins.
It spins.
It's a spinning toothbrush.
It's circular and you kind of go, you know, like when you go.
Right, sure. It's like a buffer.
Yeah, buffers up.
It's like a buffer brush for the asshole.
And you can use the first two.
Okay, keep going.
You can use the first two in unison to kind of like rinse the spray and scrub.
Okay.
So if you two-hand it,
way more complicated than toilet paper.
No. This is the idea though, because toilet paper doesn't get everything 100% clean.
Okay.
Like this, like sometimes you can spend a lot of time.
I'm pretty confident with my toilet paper game.
Final shell. The last shell. You put the other two shells down. This one is like a scented, like make your butthole smell good scent. And like every different stall has a new one. So this shell. So ooh, get this. No,
you
actually,
just inspired
since
me.
It's
I had
a shell,
great idea, but go on.
Since it's a shell, it happens to be the ocean.
Okay.
So this was an ocean bathroom. You can go into other bathrooms, and they have three pine trees.
Oh,
or three
right.
cherries.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Creepy.
They all do the same thing, but the third one is the actual scent that you get put into your crack.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the Random Bush podcast audience. Such a privilege to have this moment to chit-chat with you directly. Guys, I'm loving this show. I'm loving making this show. I'm loving working with the actors. Andrew and I are such good friends, so I just get to hang out with my best friend even more. That's awesome. This show is making my life so good, and I want to continue to make this show. I'm looking forward to making a second season. To make that happen, this week, I'm giving you homework. But don't worry, fear not. It's the easiest assignment ever. I would like you to tell one person about this show. Just one. I want you to go out there and I want you to find one random person in the world and I want you to say, hey, I love this show. It's super funny. It's by these two wacky guys. They're silly and they do funny stuff. I think you'd really like it and I'd like you to check out this thing that I enjoy so that we can enjoy this thing together. If you could do me that one favor, I'd be so, so very thankful. And you know what? If you like telling one person, maybe it felt really good. Maybe you could go ahead and tell two people. Yeah, and if you like how that feels, maybe you can go ahead and tell three people, and then four, and then five, and then slow down, okay? We're not trying to create a new addiction. I just want to spread the word about this great show. Let's just take it one at a time, and if you could just check the box on telling one person, I'd be ever so appreciative. If you tell 5 to 10 people, that would be great too. Either way, thank you so much. Please keep tuning in, because we've got a lot more content coming at you.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to another exciting episode of The Random Bush. I gotta get out of here though. A friend of mine who lives in the woods and is a big hairy guy is gonna be meeting me. It's he's like a normal guy and he doesn't like live in the woods. I mean like he has a house in the woods. I didn't mean to like make that sound weird. Like him and I are he's a friend of mine. He lives out in the woods and he never wears shoes, but that has nothing to do with it. It's just that him and I are gonna be hanging out for a little bit, so I gotta let you guys go for right now, but him and I are just mutually meeting up. I'm not gonna be like taking pictures of him or anything and then like selling them the magazines for a lot of money. because he's just a normal guy. He's just a normal 7'8", completely covered in 8-inch hair guy. That's all he is, you know? And his name happens to be Sass. Like, nothing to do, you know, Mr. Sass, his last name is Quatch. Yeah, it's Mr. Sass Quatch. I'm just gonna go and talk to him in the woods. That's all I'm gonna do. So I gotta let you guys go. Thanks so much for listening. Bye. And just to dispel the rumors, I don't know Bigfoot. I don't know where this was said or what rumor that is, but you guys gotta get your F-A-C-T-S's, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, you're fast straight, okay? You're fast straight, because I don't know Bigfoot, okay? I'm just talking to my friend who lives in the woods. He doesn't wear shoes. His name is Sasquatch. He's a really cool guy. He doesn't speak English. That's it. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one.